The death tax is not dead yet. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox. There is continued hope among the nation's farmers and ranchers that permanent repeal of estate taxes will happen soon. But for now, there is needed relief thanks to a new House bill passed earlier this week. Jonna Miller has more.
The House of Representatives has breathed new life into the death tax debate by passing legislation that would raise the current exemption of $2 million per person.
The bill has a $5 million per person exemption with a couple of sweeteners. For the first time ever, that exemption level would be indexed for inflation, so it would automatically go up each year to keep up with the increasing property values.
American Farm Bureau tax specialist Pat Wolf says it's not the permanent repeal farmers and ranchers seek, but
it keeps the ball rolling, and it gives hope that there can be permanent death tax relief. Granted, it's not the repeal that we sought, but permanent relief this year.
Wolf says there are other benefits to the bill, including a $10 million exemption per couple.
Another thing this bill does that's a little bit different is it sets up a tiered rate system. The lower rate, which is the capital gains tax rate, would apply to the first $25 million of an estate. And then above that, you'd pay double the capital gains tax rate.
The question now is whether the Senate will pass it too. Jonna Miller, Washington.
Now, the House passed the Permanent Estate Tax Relief Act of 2006 by a vote of 269-156. The Farm Bureau is pushing for permanent repeal, but until then, they want the exemption to be increased to $10 million and indexed for inflation. The Senate failed to get enough votes on permanently repealing the tax earlier this spring, and Senate consideration of this House bill is uncertain, but Majority Leader Bill Frist has said previously that he would like the Senate to act on it before the 4th of July recess. Have a safe weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.